Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to a special edition of Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. It also gets uploaded to my YouTube channel later, and it goes out audio-only version on blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. So you've got lots of different ways that you can tune into my show. And it's a wonderful experience that I share with my special guests. It's an opportunity to explore spiritual topics, usually relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And I am delighted to have as my special guest today, Harry Lonnie Jim. Hello, Harry.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you, and I'm going to tell you a bit about Harry today and about our topic, which is Hawaiian healing practices, and we'll be bringing a little bit of aloha to you, especially during this winter time here in Lilydale. We have definitely over a foot of snow. It's a marshmallow world out there, and it's such a great time to also be thinking in terms of the beach and in terms of Hawaii, and that bringing that breath of warmth into our life that we definitely need at this particular time. So Harry and I are going to be exploring that today. Harry Lonnie Jim is a Hawaiian kahuna, and he teaches the various Hawaiian healing practices. And I've had the wonderful opportunity to study with Harry in the past, and he's a great, fun, wonderful man. I can't wait for him to share about these things today. He also is an author of books having to do with Hawaiian healing practices, the wise wisdom of aloha, and the secrets that are contained in them. So I encourage you to check out Harry's website, harryjimlomilomi.com, so you can definitely enjoy him. So Harry, we're going to be talking about Hawaiian healing practices. I think it's going to be great to share with people. Do you mind if we reminisce a little bit? Yes. It was almost 15 years ago now that I took the Lomi Lomi class with you in Hawaii, and we were on the Big Island, and it was so beautiful to be there and to experience some of the things that you'll be talking about today. And it's such a beautiful place to be, to be in the hot pond and soak together and bring in a little bit of that Hawaiian spirit that's so needed at this time. So I really enjoyed doing that with you almost 15 years ago now. Almost 15. I think it's 14 or 15 years ago now. So it's one of those times where I was really trying to just soak in the experience, and I different memories come back to me of staying in a little cabin and having the avocado tree drop avocados, and then the mongoose. Yes, and the mongoose would come out. Yes. Definitely. That's so true. And I know Lomi Lomi in particular is something that's available in Hawaiian hospitals as a service to people. Yes. And that the people will choose that even over Reiki, that they will, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, you know, I remember that part of that Hawaiian healing class, the Lomi Lomi class that I took with you, that we would volunteer at the International Ironman competition. So it was so incredible, that experience of having these people from all over the world that are the top competitors in Ironman, then competing in Hawaii. And, you know, having to swim and bike and run, and they're exhausted, and they come to us, and we did Lomi Lomi on them, and they were able to, you know, reset themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was. I sure do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know you wanted to share a chant with people today. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. Here we go. So yes, that's the English equivalent of the Hawaiian. Yes. That's right. Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And there is this wonderful sense of laughter, that levity, that power of the levity that is so much part of the Hawaiian experience. Yeah. Great. Yes. Yes. Lots of entertainment. That's true. Yes. Yes. Right. Unless you're really focused on the challenges. But they're looking for a witness in their healing in those moments. That's right. Now or later. And you know, the way I explain to people in terms of to forgive for selfish reasons too, because you don't want to carry it anymore. Because you want to put it down. You say, you know, I don't need this burden anymore. Imagine what I could do with this energy if it wasn't going down the rat hole. Imagine what I could do if I could invest this energy wisely. And there is a surge of energy that happens in a person that goes ahead and lets it down. Mm-hmm. And that's why the breath. Right. Wow. Yes, talk about that. Wow.
true. That is very true. And there's that understanding of spiritual natural law. But in a Hawaiian mindset, when I think of the breath, sometimes I remember what it was like when we visited the volcano, you know, and we could see the steam rising up out of it. So the whole land was breathing almost like a, or when you watch the waves come in and you the breath, the long action of the water. And so I can see why the breath started to take on an understanding on a spiritual level of resonance within the mind, body, spirit of the human being. Because it just made sense to be reenacting the healing vibrations of the environment. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And especially because there's an understanding of the impermanence and the permanence that resides when you're on the island, as it were, whether it be a physical island called Hawaii, or you know, or if it's an island within yourself. There's that connection of having gratitude in those particular moments and that remembrance of breath bringing life. And I remember, you know, in terms of doing the Lomi Lomi, and it was not like doing the effleurage of a massage therapist, that a massage therapist would do. It was being very present with them on a healing level and breathing during the touch. Sometimes breathing for them. Yeah. So that's why you do a lot in terms of breath. It's a reminder for yourself, but it's a reminder for the people who are watching today. That when Harry breathes, he's helping us to breathe. Remember to breathe. Yeah. Yes, beautiful. Yes. Sure. It makes so much sense to know that there is a preparation of getting yourself into rhythm before entering into a situation and entering into a healing situation. Yeah. Yes. That's true. And the body receives you when you give it attention. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. True. It's true. Because as you make those discoveries with the person that you're working with, affecting, healing with, that is a discovery that is made in those very special moments. That's the gig, as Harry says. That's the gig. Let's tell them a bit about Ho'oponopono. I think it'll be, yes. Yes, there has to be that moment of, instead of trying to cancel an energy, you have to work through that energy. Yes. There is that, because once you have crested a certain wave, there's another wave that comes that presents the new opportunity that sends you into another training time, I guess you could say, a spiritual training time. Yeah. Now, that's a really important aspect of healing, too. Can you see self-governance? Yeah. Yeah. Now, as spiritualists here in Lilydale, that's something we believe very strongly in, personal responsibility. And that you have to get into that space of understanding yourself as an authority in your life. God, of course, the divine source as an authority, but also that understanding of self-mastery comes through self-discipline. Yeah, the self-governance is very important. Of how you're going to react to the circumstance, and that's truly what dictates the event. Yes. So let's say someone stubs their toe. Do you suggest that they scream it or laugh it out instead of contain it? You know, like some people are like, oh, they contain it and then they keep it in themselves, I think, longer. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, I want to take us into the using levity or some other Hawaiian understanding in terms of grief, because going back to the breath being such a place of grief sometimes for people, I think it would be very useful for our listeners and viewers today to help understand how they could apply that to their grief that they might have. Maybe it's someone who's passed or a situation in life. Yes, I think it would be good to explore that. Yeah. True. Oh, because I wonder. Yeah. I think that might go into the understanding that people need to know that they do belong, that they are part of something bigger than themselves, and that any separation that they feel from the divine source is only an illusion. And so that would be a statement of remembrance. And spiritual recall. Yes. Aloha. Yes. I love how there is that bridge to things, that the breath helps to bridge into those moments and through those moments that people are having difficulty. So in some of those moments where you almost feel like you have to catch your breath, or you can't catch your breath, or you don't dare take a deep breath, something along those lines, then you have something that you can call upon within yourself, a resource of the steps necessary to get yourself back into harmony and balance. Yes. So, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that allowing us to forget, because I was reading how important it is for humans to have that ability to forget. If you, the people who cannot forget, they actually drive themselves into the ground with obsessive thinking. But if you have the ability to forget, but if you have the ability to let that be in the past and to let that stay truly in the past and forget and be able to allow yourself to move into the joy moment, it is a blessing, because then you're in that space of the now. Okay. Right. Because a lot of people think that somebody else will do it for them, that the angels are the only ones that can do that for them. They think of the external being the only one that could do it for them, or the ocean with negative ions that can help you. You know, but we have to know that we can affect that change within ourselves, that we are so powerfully our own resource. Yeah. Yeah. Right, right. That's true. For you, for sure. Yeah. It's true. Well, it's beautiful when we have that kayaking experience, especially on Casadega Lake, where Lilydale is located. There's such a beautiful, almost like a mirror-like surface that happens to the water at different times of the day. And it's so beautiful to be gliding along and to feel that deep connection with where the water and sky meet. And so it takes on that rhythm of understanding in those moments. So I'm right there with you about kayaking. Love it. Love it. Well, I know time's going by so fast. Are there some last thoughts you had that you think that would be great to share with people? That's very, very true. Aloha has that almost like that Calgon take me away effect for people when they say aloha. And I know that for Hawaiians, it depends on how you say aloha, because it could be hello, it could be goodbye, it can have a different, you know, healing connotation, as we've been talking. This is true. That's true. It depends on who says it and how they say it. You're right. And that's how words are, and that's how breath is. Depends on how you say it or how you evoke that moment. True. And I think it's wonderful that you've been able to share that with people today so that they really get a taste of what it's like to have that mindset, to have that the livability of the breathing and of the philosophies associated with that. So if anybody who's interested in following up things more with Harry, I certainly suggest you visit his website at harryjimlomilomi.com so you can take a look at his offerings about things and certainly his book and other wisdom that you do share. It's so wonderful that you were able to join with us today. And oh, before I forget, I do have my class coming up this Monday night, January 25th, the Magical Journey Within. We're going to be talking about different breath techniques that help to relax, but also give people a tour of their own body and their energy. So I think you would appreciate that, Harry, too. Yeah. It's one of those. Yeah, that's an online class that I'm offering. People can register for it on my website, willowwhite.com. So take a look at things there. And I have my February offering of classes that I'm getting ready for you too. So you guys can check that out on my website, willowwhite.com. And I really look forward to seeing you all next week on Wednesdays with Willa, where my guest will be Andy Bing, and he is a spiritual medium. We'll be talking about powerful spirit communication. That's our topic. It's going to be great. I hope you guys can join me next week. Thank you so much for being here today, Harry. You have been absolutely wonderful. Really appreciate you sharing your wisdom as it relates to Hawaiian healing practices. It's such a needed thing at this particular time for everyone. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a good week and God bless. Bye-bye. Aloha.